I've entitled this brief sharing, Feed Your Faith. Feed Your Faith. You and I, we agree that with the crisis that is around us, it is inevitable for people to creep into worry, to creep into anxiety, into depression, into stress, and into fear, because we are so much inundated with a lot of information about the crisis that is before us. But it's very, very crucial, very, very important that as all this is happening, we also feed our faith so that we can combat the situation that is before us, or the fear that is crippling in. I'm going to take our reading from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse number 17. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. It reads, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's very important that we understand that faith and fear operate almost the same way. Fear comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the devil, or hearing negative messages. And as we have been inundated by a lot of negative information, how fast the virus is spreading, how deadly it is, how uncontrollable and incurable it is, many are crippling into fear. But I want to encourage you one thing tonight, that instead of feeding your fear, begin tonight to feed your faith. Because when you feed your faith, you starve your fear. And when your fear is starved, you begin to live a life of faith. You begin to live a victorious and an overcoming life. It is that which you feed in your life that grows. You see, we are tempted day in, day out, before we go to bed, to check the latest updates of how much the virus is spreading. We are tempted the first thing early in the morning when we wake up to check, what are they saying? What is happening? How many have died? How many have contracted the deadly virus? But it's very crucial that in the midst of all that, we feed our faith more than we feed our fear. It's very, very crucial, because that which you feed will grow. I'm saying to us, in the midst of all this, let's take an initiative to feed our faith. Now, the scripture has said here, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to implore you in this season, in this crisis, in these times of uncertainty, I want to implore you to increase your dosage of the word of God. Increase your intake of the word of God. Why? Because everywhere you look, everywhere you turn on the TV, the information is coming. Turn on to our social platforms, the information about this deadly virus is coming. And what do we have to do to combat the fear that is coming in by all these avenues? We have to up our game. We have to increase the dosage of the word that we take. We have to increase our word of God intake. Is that okay? Increase your intake of the word of God. Make sure you feed yourself more with the word of God, because the enemy of our faith, the enemy of our souls, is busy capitalizing on the situation to make sure that you sleep depressed, you sleep worried, you walk around in fear, you are scared, you begin to act out of fear, not out of wisdom. Those are two different things. It's important that we combat this fear by feeding our faith more and more with the word of God. When our faith is fed, as the scripture has said here, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When the faith is fed, fear is starved. And when fear is starved, we walk courageously. Let me give you two things that I want to implore you and to encourage you to do as you feed this word, on this word. Number one, hear or listen to the word of God more. Listen or hear the word of God more. You can do this in several ways. You can read the word to yourself. Read it out loud to yourself. This will terminate the fear. This will expel the fear. Take the word and read it to yourself out loud. Go to 1 John 4:4 and read it to yourself. We have overcome the world because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Read it out loud to yourself so that you can hear it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Number two, you can listen to audio Bibles. As you rest, as you drive around the city, wherever you are, as you are in your office working, you can just put the audio Bible, listen to the word of God. What are you doing? You are feeding yourself with the word. You are feeding your faith, and you are starving your fear. You can as well listen to preachings, sound teachings. There are plenty of them on the internet. Listen to a lot of those. And as well, especially in this time of social distancing, with the number of church attendances being limited, make sure that you attend those online services. Make sure you get time to attend church, even if it's online. It's only social distancing that is encouraged, not spiritual distancing, mind you. Don't distance yourself from spiritual nourishment in this time. Feed your faith with a lot of the word of God. So attend those church services online. Make sure you are spiritually fed. So that's point number one, hear the word. Hear it. And number two, speak the word. You see, we are tempted in this time that every time we meet, everybody we meet, be it at work, in the bus, in the train, at home, we are tempted to be talking about how this crisis is escalating. But I'm saying to you, speak the word more. Speak the word more. How do you do that? Yes, by reading out loud to yourself, like we have already said, on hearing. Or by reciting the scriptures you know, as you walk around, as you do your chores at home, as you drive around, recite the scriptures, just reciting them. That's very important. It expels fear away from us. Or number three, you can forcefully or authoritatively declare it and confess it in your life. I love how Psalms 91 is spreading around on our social platform. That's very, very important that we continue to confess. That Psalms 91, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And because we dwell there, we are in safety. No evil will come near our dwelling. Continue to confess it and to declare it. It's very, very crucial to speak that word, to confess it, to declare it. And thirdly, you need to share the word with others. Discuss the revelations that you are getting from the word as you read it, as you listen to it, the insights that you are getting from the word of God. Make sure you speak about those. So these two crucial points, number one, hear the word more, and number two, speak the word more. Very crucial. They will play a big role in feeding your faith and starving your fear.